She weighed her next move. She could cut tail and run before the woman had another chance to demean her or read her thoughts. Or she could stand her ground. After all, Mrs. Mack was just a half-blind old woman. What could she possibly do to her? Ola decided on a third option, denial.
"I wasn't thinking anything of the sort, ma'am," she lied. "You have a lovely home, and I'd like very much to hand you your bread so you can enjoy it. Best bread in town, ma'am."
Ola placed the loaf on the woman's side table. Izella again placed her head in her hands and shook it, which Ola took as a bad sign.
"Come here, you."
Mrs. Mack lifted her unsteady hand. Her hand reminded Ola of the screen door hanging on its hinges.
"I'll read you."
Ola walked forward, intentionally ignoring the mess at her feet. She wanted to be read. She wanted to know if her and Walter's picket fence would be white or red. She wanted to find out, once and for all, how many kids they'd have. She wanted to look into her beautiful future and know. She needed to know. Ola looked at the old woman and smiled. She'd won. She was about to get read. Mrs. Mack grabbed her hand tighter than Ola thought possible. She cried out in pain, but the old woman wouldn't let go. The pain changed. It started as a simple squeeze, like when the nurse is taking blood pressure, and it turned into a heat, like embers. Her hand burned so badly, Ola felt tears streaming from the side of her eye. Just as quickly as she'd snatched her hand, the woman let go. It couldn't have been more than a few seconds, but it felt like an hour. Mrs. Mack stared wide-eyed at the front of Ola's neck. She squinted her blind eyes as if she was focusing in on a small bit of something near Ola's Adam's apple.
"Lean in closer," she said.
Ola leaned in a bit.
"Closer than that, you."
She leaned in closer still. Squinting at Ola's neck, Mrs. Mack whispered, almost pitying,
"You've got a heartbeat in your neck, gal."
Izella leaped from her seated position and grasped her mouth in horror. But Ola had no idea what that meant. She grabbed her neck, thinking she'd been snake-bitten or rubbed too much into some poison oak. From the look on Izella's face, it had to be bad.
"What is it? What does that mean? What's on me?"
"It ain't what's on you," said Mrs. Mack. "It's what's in you. That garbage man already coming for you, child."